It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hello, my name is Suresh Sridharan. I'm an ISV architect evangelist with Microsoft. Today, I'm here with Bob Abernathy from Strategy Companion. Bob, can you introduce yourself and the company?
Sure, sir. I'm the Senior Vice President of Strategy Companion. We've been in business since 2001. The company started building our analyzer front-end solution that you see here for SQL Server Business Intelligence in 2001. We started selling it in 2004 to the Asian market, and then we moved here to the United States in late 2005.
Great. I heard the name of the product as Analyzer. Can you expand a little bit more about the product?
Sure. If you take a look here at the product, notice that what you have is a series of components, a set of components. You have pivot tables, you have charts, and you're able then to visualize the information that people have worked so hard to collect and to put inside of their business intelligence cubes and SQL Server. Lets people do. If you think about the user community that you have to work with, many of these people are non-technical people. As a matter of fact, most of these people are non-technical people.
Right, we find the same thing. BI is predominantly used by the end user more than the IT people actually configuring it and using it.
Exactly, exactly. And in our customer situations, what we typically find is that you'll have the IT people who will be building the initial set of dashboards and reports, but then deploying them to hundreds or thousands of customers. Now, you might have a situation where you're deploying them to hundreds of internal customers inside of a large organization, but you also might have a situation where you want to deploy this kind of business intelligence dashboard to people who are outside of your company. There's a lot of talk these days about pervasive business intelligence, pervasive BI, and one of the big obstacles to that is how do you deploy business intelligence to so many people in so many locations with different times, with different types of laptops and desktops and software and hardware environments that you really have little control over, actually no control over. So our solution here is a zero-footprint solution using Internet Explorer. It's a 100% zero-footprint solution, which allows these non-technical business people to have access that they need to the information that has been collected in many different kinds of source systems and then put through an extract, transform, and load process into data warehouses, into data marts, and then ultimately into the OLAP cubes in Microsoft SQL Server.
You mentioned, Bob, that there is no footprint. So from a customer standpoint, what do they need to have the application deployed as well as be used by the end consumer?
Great question, and it's a great answer too, fortunately, because one of the big obstacles for pervasive BI, according to the Data Warehousing Institute and a research study that we co-sponsored last year along with Microsoft and some other BI vendors, the biggest obstacle to pervasive BI happening is complexity. Complexity both on the side of IT and on the side of the users. So for the IT part of that complexity equation, it's very difficult to install and deploy and manage and secure and scale a lot of the traditional BI applications. When you're talking about these legacy kinds of BI applications, moving that out to audiences in the thousands, for example, both internal and external audiences. So our solution takes advantage of the scalable and reliable and fast-performing SQL Server database platform. So we are installing our solution analyzer on the Internet Information Server, Microsoft's IIS server, very well known, very common, very pervasive IIS server.
It's part of Windows Server 2008 directly.
Exactly, part of Windows Server. So we install on one or more instances of IIS, and then those are going against SQL Server analysis services, which can be either on the same box or certainly for performance and scalability reasons, you will want to probably put it on multiple boxes. So you can have a very scalable situation that way that will satisfy the needs of even the most demanding and largest customers, which we have.
Sure, sure. You mentioned about SQL Server. I'm sure our viewers may have a question about, SQL Server already supports BI and some of the business intelligence functionality out of the box. So how do you really add value to the BI capability SQL Server already provides?
What we're doing is we're really making it possible for these non-technical business people. Now, I want to dive into that a little deeper because it's worth some time thinking about the kinds of users that are needing to access these BI cubes and databases. These are non-technical people, but it doesn't mean they're not smart. They're extremely smart people, but they need to have a tool in their hands that allows them to easily build and modify and even save as a new version of a dashboard or a report like this, and to be able to do that with very little training out of the box, get them up to speed very quickly. The old days of people going to classes for hours and hours or days and days to learn how to use these very complex tools, those are pretty much gone if you're going to have a successful pervasive BI. So the value we're adding is we have a solution here that is easy to use, very intuitive, but it's also, we're not sacrificing performance, we're not sacrificing the power of the analytics. A lot of very powerful analytics tools are available to these users, very easy to access, very easy to learn. And so, for example, in some of our customers, they might start out, one example I'm thinking of, started out with 500 reports and dashboards. They went live in July of 2008 with 500 reports and dashboards that were built for the end user community by their IT department. Those were, you can call those the standard production reports that went live in July.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the year, they had over 1,200 users, starting out with several hundred users, 200 to 300 users.
So it's really democratizing business intelligence and really getting into the hands of the end user and consumers.
Exactly. It's an excellent way to put it. Democratizing BI. So these 300 users blossomed to a set of about 1,200, and then those 500 reports blossomed to a set of about 3,000 reports and dashboards, which is a testament to that. To answer your question, the value add we bring, the ease of use, the ability to take these kinds of reports, work with them, interact with them, and also doing that while removing that traditional IT bottleneck.
Right. You're removing a big barrier to entry of BI and getting it in the hands of end users and business analysts who can make those business decisions.
Exactly. And they can make them themselves, and they can make them now. And when you think about the nature of analysis, the nature of decision-making, it's a very iterative kind of a process. And so you do not want to have to be dependent on a help desk or an IT group every time you go through one of those iterations. If you can remove that bottleneck, that allows those users to it, which is, again, a natural and good part of the process.
Right.
They can therefore get to the answer quickly and effectively, and it really helps our customers understand their businesses better and manage their businesses better.
You mentioned a lot of great points there. From your end customer's perspective, how are they realizing the value? I'm sure they have had a great return on investment with your product. Can you elaborate a little bit more about how your customers have realized value?
That's a great question. How do our customers gain ROI or gain value from this kind of a solution? Well, for one thing, there's different versions that you should be aware of, which are including our enterprise version, our SaaS version, and our OEM version of the product, and our SharePoint version of the product. So you can deploy Analyzer in a number of different ways. Now, if we talk about, for example, our SaaS version, this is a version of Analyzer which our customers are using. They are becoming hosting companies. We are not a hosting company, but our customers become hosting companies for the data that they have collected and worked so hard and long to collect, to aggregate, to add value to. They add custom measures to that. They use Analyzer to build reports and dashboards like this one about their industry-specific data, such as insurance industry information or real estate or lending, for example, all these kinds of healthcare is another example, research. These customers are using our SaaS version to make money because they're packaging their data, these reports and dashboards that they have built for their customers, at least the standard set of reports and dashboards for that industry that they provide to their customers as a part of that package, and also the tool set itself, Analyzer, which allows those customers to interact with both the reports and dashboards that they've been given and the data underneath that. So they're able to interact with these and modify these reports and dashboards, and the customers of our customer can then create their own versions of these reports and dashboards, and that's a direct monetizing of the BI resources that our customers have accumulated.
Great. So if somebody wants to find more about Strategy Companion, where do they go and how can they get more information?
It's very simple. You go to our website, www.strategycompanion.com, and on our website you will see there's a lot of on-demand training, so you can get an in-depth look at the product. There are recorded demos and videos that show you exactly how to use Analyzer, what are some of the different kinds of components. You see just a few of them here. We have many more that you can interact. You can integrate with Microsoft's full suite of products, for example, with reporting services, integrate with Excel, integrate with Microsoft Dynamics CRM, integrate with SharePoint. This is a totally Microsoft-centric This is a totally Microsoft-centric solution. We work with analysis services only, and so we're very good at what we do working with Microsoft OLAP.
Great. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for your time. This was really great.
Thanks very much, Suresh. Glad to be able to talk to you today.
Thank you.